जमुन तीरावन चारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी हे गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरवरदा जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरवरदा जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरवरदारी जय गोपी जन गिरवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जन जमुन तीरावन चार जमुन तीरावन चार जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभुकचार्य अच्युत श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय युग धर्म हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री राधा वल्लभ की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओल गुरु स्तुति असेंबल दि बॉडी हरे कृष्ण ओल गुरु स्तुति असेंबल दि बॉडी हरे कृष्ण ओल गुरु स्तु गुरु एन गौरंग ओम ज्ञान तिमरंधस्य जनंजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वयं पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुं सीदपदाकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सहग्रजातं सहग्न रघुनाथं वित्तं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साधुभूतं परिजन सहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान साग्ना ललिता श्री विशाखामितं वंचकल्पतरुभयश्चा कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लाउडली एवरीवन टुगेदर हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण वी गोना गिव अ भागवतम क्लास ऑन केंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 57 यद एतत् विस्मृतं पुंसः यदेतत् विस्मृतं पुंसः मद्भवन् विभुनात्मनः यत् भवन् भिन्नमात्मनः तथा संसारे एतस्य तथा शमशार्ययेतस्य देहदेहो मृते मृतिः देहदेहो मृते मृतिः यद एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो माद्भवन् भिन्नम् आत्मा तद् संसारय एतस्य देहदेहो मृते मृतिः प्रभुः यदेतद् विंशं पुंसो यद्मागन् विमदात्मनः मद्संसारभिवशः देहदेहो मृते मृतिः एतद् विंशं पुंसो मद्भावन् भिन्नम् आत्मनः संसारे तस्य देह देहो मृते मृति मतचिस् यदेतद् विंशं पुंसो मद्भावन् भिन्नात्मनः तथा संसारे तस्यः देह देहो मृते मृति यत् विच् एतत् दिश विस्मृतं फोगटन् पुंसः ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी मत भवन माय स्पिरिचुअल पोजिशन भिन्नम सेपरेशन आत्मना From the Supreme Soul, Tatha, from that, samsara, material conditioned life, etasya, of the living entity, deha, from the body, deha, another body, mirte, from one's death, mirti, another death. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, when a living entity, thinking himself different from me, forgets his spiritual identity of qualitatively oneness with me in eternity, knowledge and bliss, his material conditioned life begins. In other words, instead of identifying his interest with mine, he becomes interested in bodily expansions like his wife, children and material possession. In this way, by the influence of actions, one's body comes from another, and after one death, another death takes place. Purport. Generally, the Mayabadi philosophy or person influenced by Mayada philosophy think themselves as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the cause of their conditioned life, as stated by the Vaishnava poet Jagannanda Pandit in his Prema Vivarta. Krishna bhari mukhe hana bhoga vanchaya hakare Nikata satha maya tare japa tiya dhare. As soon as a living entity forgets his constitutional position and endeavors to become one with the Supreme, his conditioned life begins. The conception that the Supreme Brahman and the living entity are equal, not one in quality but also in quantity, is the cause of the conditioned life. If one forgets the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity, his conditioned life begins. Conditioned life means giving up one's body to accept another and undergoing death to accept death again. The Mayavadi philosophy teaches the philosophy that tat tom asi, saying you are the same as God. He forgets that tat tom asi applies in terms of the marginal position of the living entity, who is like sunshine. There is heat and light in the sun, and there is heat and light in sunshine, and thus they are qualitatively one. But one should not forget that the sunshine rests on the sun. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmo hi paras atma, I am the original source of Brahman.
The sun sign is important because of the presence of the sun globe. It is not that the sun globe is important because of the all-pervasiveness of the sunshine. Forgetfulness and misunderstanding of this fact is called maya. Because of forgetfulness of one's constitutional position, that of the Supreme Lord, one comes into maya or samsara, conditioned life. In this regard, Madhyacharya says, Sarva bhinaham prasha atmaha vishmanaham samsarade iha abhinanam samsaram yati tamo nasti artha samsayaha. When one thinks that the living entity is non-different in all respects from the Supreme Lord, there is no doubt that he is ignorance. Tamha. So we'll read the translation again. When the living entity, thinking himself different from me, forgets his spiritual identity of qualitatively one with me in eternity, knowledge and bliss, his material conditioned life begins. In other words, instead of identifying his interest with mine, he becomes interested in the bodily conception like the wife, children and material possession. In this way, by the influence of his actions, one's body comes from another, and after death, another death takes place. So in this verse, Krishna tells us the reason why we are here. He says, when a living entity thinking himself different from me, so when we think that we are different from Krishna, forgets his spiritual identity. What is our spiritual identity? We are a jiva, we are a marginal, right? We are very minute. Right, so we forget our spiritual identity of qualitatively one with me in identity, knowledge and bliss. Right, so we, just like Krishna, is Sachit Anand, right? He's eternal, he's full of knowledge and he's full of bliss. Right, we also have the same quality, just like a drop of water from the ocean has the same quality as that of the whole ocean. They are both salty, you know. A ray of sunshine has the same quality as the sun, which is what? Light and heat, right? So same way, we have the same quality as that of Krishna. But the problem starts is when we think we have the same quantity, right? So in other words, instead of identifying his interest with me, he becomes interested in his bodily expansions like his wife, children, and material possession. So just like everything belongs to Krishna, and then all of a sudden we start thinking, then everything belongs to me, right? My wife, my children, you know. Rather than identifying ourselves, which is our true self. What is our true self? That we are Atma, we are spiritual, right? And identifying, and then Krishna is spiritual. So rather than identifying that we are both spiritual, once we start thinking that we are this body, and then all the relationship with this body. What is the relationship we have this body? Same thing. Like he says, wife, children, right? Material possessions. All these things are related to the body. You know, you got $1 million in the bank. You know, when you leave this body, do you take that? No, everything is left behind. Because all this relationship is with the body, you know. In this way, by the influence of his action, one becomes... One body comes from another, and after one's death, another death takes place. So because of this, this is the cause of birth and death, basically, right? It's because we are thinking we are this body, then you take the karma of whatever you do in this. Now if you think that we are servant of Krishna, then you don't have to worry about all these things, because then you save Krishna, right? That you are in the true position. In Paper, Srila Prabhupada says, Mayavadi philosophers or influence, it's amazing, you know, how Srila Prabhupada in the first statement he says, generally the Mayavadi philosophers. What does that mean? It means that those who have forgotten our position as our true position as servant of Krishna have this Mayavadi tendency. So what does the Mayavadis think of? What is their mind conception? That I am God, right? Unfortunately, you know, my brothers are Mayavadis and very strong. One of them is a sannyasi, you know. So I understand how they think, you know. They think that they are God, you know. So who is a Mayavadi? One who is thinking that he is God. right? So, and he wants to enjoy is good. So what happens is that when we come from the spiritual world, we were eternally in the spiritual world, right? I was listening to a class from someone where he says that Prabhupada quoted that we were Nitya Siddhas, we were there. But somehow or the other, we became envious of Krishna and we wanted to come back to this material. Then we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. We wanted to become Krishna. So in the spiritual world, there is one God and everybody is seven, and that's the understanding. But in the material world, everybody wants to become God. As soon as you say, the whole world revolves around these two words, I and mine. I've got this friend of mine who works with me at the, and he's getting into this, you know, he's become like a philosopher, you know. He said, mate, everybody is trying to get things from you, you know. You know, you give things to them, you know, they take it, and then we want something in return, they forget about it, you know. They don't want to do anything, you know. He said, I spent so much money on this guy, you know, brought him here, let him settle down, you know, didn't ask for money, paid money from, and then I asked him to do something that's going to cost him a couple of $100, he sends me a bill, you know. I said, this is how the material world is, you know. So this is how it is. Everybody is after them, you know. My father used to say, you know, always, he said, everybody is for themselves. You know, everybody is for themselves, you know. Because what happens is that as soon as, you know, that thing goes away, you take something away from people, that's it. They leave you, you know. No? My older brother, he's a doctor, you know. He, in Fiji, they make a lot of money, you know. They make too much money, you know. So what he used to do is give money to everybody, you know, all their families and everything, right? And because he was giving money, everybody used to, well, they thought he liked him, you know. And then they started misusing, you know. When they wanted $10, they asked for $100, you know. And then he said, what's going on? I said, just do a little bit of investigation, you know. The school fees is like, you know, $100, they say it's $300, you know. So he called the school, you know, and said, yeah, how much is the fees, you know? He said, oh, $100. Then this guy called and he said, what's going on here, you know? So I said, it's not their fault, you know. You have spoiled them by giving them stuff. Now they expect it, and now they know you, how much you make, so they want to take a part of it. I said, you want to understand the true concept of this relationship? Stop giving them money for a little while. Immediately nobody wanted to know. He came and said, man, nobody, you know, just like nobody likes me now. Everybody hates me kind of thing, you know. They're talking bad stuff about me. So this is what material world is like, you know. As long as you give to people, they accept it, right? In any relationship, you know, even just like marriage, you know. As long as both people are getting, they're okay, you know. Especially in the Western world now, you know. As soon as one doesn't get whatever the other, that person wants, what happens? Divorce, you know. Right, separation. So the whole world is like that, right? The only way we can actually get out of this when we start thinking that, okay, it's not all about me, it's about the other person, right? Now, the one thing I have experienced myself in this Krishna consciousness is that giving is more satisfying than taking. And if you understand this, you know, when we give, this is why devotees give prasadam. You know, yesterday we went to Aishwarya Jagannath's place, you know. So many varieties of prasadam there. Devotees were coming and taking prasadam, you know. And I was thinking, you know, the amount, the variety of prasadam there are many things that I had never eaten before, right? But this is all mercy of Srila Prabhupada. You know, because of Srila Prabhupada, we were there. We were invited there. And it felt like a family, you know. I was listening to a class this morning and I forgot the name of Mataji. And she was saying, you know, there was a devotee, this is a long time back. See, this is the environment we have to create, you know. This devotee comes in, first time comes to the temple, you know. Somebody opens the door, you know, and says, welcome home, you know. Right. Just imagine, you know, you come to the temple for the first time, somebody opens the door and says, welcome home, you know. Right. Never seen you, never met you before, right? And then she says, okay, come please. I get to meet you, get you to show you the rest of the family, your brothers and sisters. She goes and introduces them to the devotees, you know. And then after shows everything, gives them some prasadam, you know, and says, you can stay here if you want, you know. You have to do two things, you know. Get your toothbrush and go and see the temple president, you know. So this lady goes home, you know, after, and then, you know, next morning she's thinking about it, you know. It's so nice, you know, because here we don't have family. We want two things. We want to be wanted and we want to be loved, right? And we don't get in this material world, right? So she felt that love, you know, genuine love, welcome home, you know. And this is your brothers and sisters. So she thought about it. Next morning she took her toothbrush, whatever little possession she had, she came to the temple, went to the temple president, you know, and he says, okay, if you want to stay here, you have to follow a few rules, you know. No meat, eating, no fish, no intoxication, no gambling, right? The four principles, you know. And this lady was a chain smoker, you know. And he says, can you give all this up? She says, yes, you know. This is disciple of Srila Prabhupada. She's still in the movement, you know. Okay. So this is the power of this. This is the environment we have to create, you know. We have to make this place a family, you know. Right? Because what happens is that there are devotees. There are four kinds of people who come to the temple. According to the Bhagavata, what are those? One is in distress. One is seeking wealth, one is inquisitive, and one is who is looking for knowledge. So anybody who comes here, right, in this temple, for whatever reasons, they fall in these four categories, right? And what is our duty? What is our duty? To give them Krishna, right? But we are not here most of the time, you know. A lot of people come here, they sit outside. You know, one thing I like about Prabhu is that when he sees nobody, somebody new, he goes and spends time with them, you know. He also told me before what he used to do, like Sunday feast, what they used to do is every devotee has to sit with somebody who is there for the new first time, you know, to encourage them, you know, to make them, this is their home, make them feel that this is their home, to make them, you know, want to come back here again, you know. Give them prasadam, you know. Just spare a few words, you know. Most of the people want somebody to listen to you. Krishna has given us 2 ears and how many mouths? So what does that mean? You should listen twice as much as you talk. That's why he has given us 2 ears, right? So we should listen, you know. You just listen to the people, you know. They just want 5 minutes of your time, you know. And then you start talking about them, and if you are a devotee, you know, somehow or the other it automatically goes to Krishna, you know, without them realizing it, you know. I've got a good brother, Ramchandra. He's very good at this. He's gonna go to talk people, you know, talk about whatever their interest is, you know. And then slowly, you know, in like 10 minutes later, it's all full Krishna consciousness, and the other person has no idea that he's preaching, you know. And he keeps going like that, and slowly they become devotees, you know. Right. So you have to feel that the other person wants to be listened, you know. That's what he wants. He wants to become part of this family, you know. So how do we become a Mayavadi, you know? Maya, okay. So first thing is that when we come to this material, what is our desire? We want to enjoy this material world, right? Separate to Krishna, right? So what they did is they go into the Vedas, right? Find so different things they can do to get material enjoyment, right? So you see they're doing so many yagnas and things like that. Why? So they can have a beautiful wife, they can have, you know. We are reading this story, you know, Chitraketu, you know. How many wives did he have? How many queens did he have? 10 million. 10 million, you know. Was he happy? And then he gets a son, and the son dies. So he was happy for a little bit, but he was happy, the queen who had the son happy. What about the 9 million, whatever, you know, almost 10 million minus one, all those queens? They were not happy because they didn't have a child, you know. And they killed the little guy, you know. And the king is unhappy. So what does it show, you know? What do we learn from this? You know, what is the biggest enjoyment in this material world? Sex life, right? And here, somebody has 10 million wives and is still not happy. So we can never be happy here. Our happiness is when we are with Krishna, Right? There was a devotee. He was a pilot, you know, and he was so engrossed about the planes, you know. He'll come and talk to me. I'll try to go into the spiritual topic. Somehow or the other, he'll bring about planes, or this plane, that plane, you know. One day he told me, he said, there are 3 million parts in a 747 aeroplane, you know. 3 million parts, right? Those parts, you know, could be a small bolt. That bolt has a lot of significance because that bolt could be holding on to something very important. Without that bolt, the whole plane can dismantle, right? Isn't that right? But why is that bolt important? Because it's part of the plane. As soon as you take that bolt out and throw it, separate it, does that bolt have any significance then? It's useless, right? It's rotting there. Our situation is like that, you know. We were part of Krishna, we were saving him nicely, we were part of the whole structure, you know, very nicely saving, and then all of a sudden, we wanted to enjoy ourselves, we wanted to separate ourselves. And we are that, like that rusting bolt, you know, the rusting screw. So what we have to do is, we have to go back to it. So the karmis, this is what they try to do, they try to enjoy all this material life, you know. Right? And what do? They get frustrated. Because little bit of happiness, more distress, right? It keeps coming, you know, happiness and distress, and then these people get frustrated. Just like Chitraketu, he was happy for a little bit, and then he lost his son, everything, you know. So what do? They don't want to enjoy material life. They don't want to do anything about this material world. Everything is nighty-nighty. I'm not this body, I'm not this, nobody is my family, nothing, right? So they want to get out of this place somewhere. Now Krishna says when you leave your body at the time of death, whatever consciousness you are, then you go there. And because they don't want to do anything about this material world, Krishna sends them somewhere, there is no material thing. And where do they go? To the Brahma Jyoti. So these are the Mayavadis, you know. They want to become God. They want to become part of God. And those people who are doing dhyana and the yogis, same thing. They're meditating on the super soul. But there is no reciprocation there. And eventually what they want to do? They want to become like the super soul. They want to become the God. If not before, they get attracted by the mystic power. Srila Prabhupada had a friend. You know, those mystic powers, you got a lot of ability to do, you can become heavy light. Srila Prabhupada had a friend who had this mystic power, right? He's one of the gurus, you know. And this guy had the ability to actually get whatever you want. So you can get whatever you want from wherever you are, you know. And his disciple goes to him and says, and the guru asks his disciple, you know, what do you want, you know? He said, I want pomegranate from Afghanistan, you know. So he's there. You know, he said, okay, just wait, you know. So the guru goes in the room and then comes back with a stick, you know, a branch with pomegranate, fresh pomegranate on it. So these are the abilities, these are siddhis, you know. And when you do yoga, dhyana yoga, you get all these siddhis, you know. And a lot of people get, you know, people get out of the body, go and see, you know, all the astro and things like that, you know. And they want to see all the universe, how it looks like, you know. So we don't need want to be get attracted to all those things. These are all hindrances into that. For devotional service, these three things has to go away. You know, the yogic mystic powers, the desire to have mystic powers, right? Desire to enjoy the material world, you know, right? So all this thing has to disappear from your desire. You have to get rid of that. And then they go to the spiritual world. They go and stay in the Brahma Jyoti. But what happens is there? Is there any enjoyment there? Because to enjoy, you need two people, right? There has to be a reciprocation. But there, they are on their own. Their enjoyment is basically no suffering. Because in the material world, there is full of suffering. There is no suffering. But there is no bliss. So what do? They come back again. Right? So they are like a yo-yo, you know, go up and down, you know, like go up, go down, go, right? And somehow or the other, within this process, you know, So when they come down, now they've tasted two things. There is no enjoyment in sense gratification, right? So whatever the karmis desire, they don't want this, right? They don't want anything to do, become with God, right? Because going in the there is no bliss, right? So what do they say? What do they become after that? They say everything is void. Have you heard of this philosophy? And who says that? The Buddhist. Right? So you see there's a sequence, right? You become a karmi, become maya mada vayavadi, then you become a Buddhist. And Buddhist is the worst, you know. Because they basically deride everything. There's nothing. I don't exist. Krishna doesn't exist. Nothing exists, you know. Right? And then somehow there along the way, if by chance, you know, by a good fortune, you come in association of a devotee, and then everything changes, you know. So my point here is today, this movement is something very special. This movement is not about ourselves, because we should have the mood of the acharya, right? Sampradaya acharya. Who is our, you know, who is the main acharya here? Srila Prabhupada, right? What did Prabhupada preach? What is Prabhupada's mood? What is Prabhupada's mood? You know, did he think about himself? If he did think about himself, he would have stayed in Vrindavan at the age of 70, you know. But what did he do? He left everything, you know. He took all the risks, go to a place where there was no devotees. He had no idea. He had $4 worth of money and going to America, you know. And in 12 years, he went around the world 14 times. He built 108 temples. He had thousands of devotees. And these people, those devotees, you know, they were prepared to give everything to Prabhupada. You can have servants, you know, you can have a big guy, you pay them money, you know, but as soon as somebody else gives that person more money, they leave this job for the other one. Prabhupada had devotees, disciples, who didn't get anything, you know. I was listening to Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the bus, you know, in the Radha Damodar bus, you know. There were so many people in there. You know how they used to sleep? You know how they used to sleep? One sleeps there, the other one like this, because it has more space that way. And if one person turns, then everyone has to turn. They were like sardines, you know, just like packed up like that, you know. And that's how they used to live, you know. And they used to go through all that, you know. Sometime in the morning, you know, they used to travel and there's no water, it's winter time, you know. They make a hole in the lake, you know, where it's basically is covered with ice, you know. They make a hole and they take showers with the cold water, you know. No hot water, nothing, you know. I was talking to Prabhudas Prabhu. In the beginning, they had the same thing in here, in the morning for Mangalarti, you know. The cold shower. The good thing was there's no water wastage, you know. Because you don't stay there for long, you know, just wet yourself and come out, you know. Now because it's warm water, you spend so much time in there. But this is what we have to do. We have to get to that, you know. We have to take advantage of this. Now, Bhagavatam class means we are talking to the devotees, you know. And devotees means to preach. We have to start thinking. We have to think of what Srila Prabhupada did and we try to help in his movement, you know. So, you have to become at least a Madhyamadhikari. Right? You know, Madhyamadhikari, you have to get to that level, you know. And most of these people, you know, those people who are in distress, who need wealth, you know, who are inquisitive, who are looking, searching for knowledge, they are neophytes, you know. So you have to get them to the level of Madhyamadhikari. You know, and ultimate goal is to become Uttamadhikari, so we can all go back to Godhead, you know. So, this is very important. This is what we have to do, you know. Our eternal position is that we are Krishna's servant. That place is already there. We were already there. We came here, you know. Now we have to uncover it. So what is it like? We are like a piece of gold that is covered in debt. Right? And what is our debt? What is the debt that's covering the gold? Kaam, krodh, moh, lobh. You know, acharya. So all this envy, anger, you know, greed, all these things is covering ourselves. So we have to get rid of it. Now, how do you get rid of it? devotional service, because that's the only way. Now if you do, you know, those three other yogas, you become, you know, a karmi, you know, or a yogi, or a jnani, you know, that's not going to help. You have to give all that up. And you have to do devotional service. So what does devotional service means? Service means to save somebody, right? And we have to save with devotion. But we have to know whom to serve with devotional. A lot of people we do, you know, devotional service. But it's mostly with to the wife and the husband and the children and the family, you know. But we have to do devotional service to Krishna, right? And his devotees, right? So we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada is here. We are fortunate that a disciple of Srila Prabhupada is here, you know, right? Who has saved Srila Prabhupada directly, you know. So we can actually save Prabhupada and save the devotees like that, you know. Because there is no difference between saving Srila Prabhupada and saving Krishna. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, if we can't remember you, you know, at the time of death and we think about you, is that okay, you know? Prabhupada thought for a while, you know. He said, he's all right, you know, it's okay. In other words, you know, Prabhupada is with Krishna. And if we think of Prabhupada, we go to Prabhupada. And where is Prabhupada? So we are with Krishna. So this is the beauty of the, you know. Srila Prabhupada is, so, you know, every morning we offer flowers to it, you know. What does the significance of offering flowers, you know? You know, when we offer flowers to somebody, right, they take our sin. We get purified, you know. Because when Prabhupada was really sick, somebody came and told him, you know, Prabhupada, you are accepting flowers every day, you know, which basically means that you are getting our sins, you know. And he thought Prabhupada did not know, you know. And Prabhupada said, that's why I came, you know. Take everybody's sin, you know. So what Jesus Christ came to do, same thing, you know, accept the sin of others, you know. Srila Prabhupada came to do the same thing. But the position of Srila Prabhupada is much, much higher than Jesus Christ. Because he's giving us bhakti, you know. He's giving us pure devotion, right? So we have got something. We are first or second generation devotees in this movement, you know, right? Third generations are coming, but we have got a great responsibility. We have to take this movement. We have to give it to others, you know. This is the month of Kartik, you know. What you should do is all your friends and everybody, you know, so just get a picture of, you know, Radha Krishna or Radha Damodar, and offer a candle to them, you know. So just do it one day. Go to their home, you know. By offering a light once, you know, your whole, you know, so much karma is destroyed, so much sins is destroyed, you know. So we have to start engaging others into it. We have to stop thinking about just ourselves, our family, immediate family, you know. Right? So this is very important, you know. The problem is that we think we are equal to Krishna. That's where the problem is. We are equal in Krishna because we have the same quality, but difference is the quantity. So we have to get rid of that. We have to understand our subordinate position, you know. Because what happens is that you are in the spiritual world. Who are we under the control there? Yogmaya, right? She takes care of everything, right? She engages you in Krishna's service, you know. It is so beautiful that in the spiritual world, you know, even the snakes save in the Radha and Krishna. You know, once Radha and Krishna were walking down the path and there was a snake, you know, and Radharani saw the snake, she jumped into Krishna's arm, you know. Right? So that snake actually brought Radha and Krishna together, right? You know, this is how they save, you know. So everything in the spiritual world is there. But when we decide to enjoy separate from that, then we get transferred from Yogmaya to Mahamaya. And what does Mahamaya do? Starts beating you, you know. Starts beating. How many times we get beaten? I was just talking to Sikhdev Prabhu today. Said, how are you? He said, we are getting old, you know. He said, I would love to be somewhere else, but because of, you know, all the commitment we have, I'm stuck here, you know. He said, what do? You know, we came here to be beaten and now we are being beaten, you know. Isn't that right? You know, suffering, you know. Right? That's what we are doing, you know. So we have to pray to Yogmaya, you know. How do you... It's the same energy. Yogmaya, reflection is Mahamaya. So as soon as we engage in Krishna service, then Yogmaya takes charge of our life, you know. And in your life, I was telling somebody yesterday, you don't have to look for miracles. You will see miracles in your life. You will see miracles in this movement. I myself, you know, after I had this COVID, I can't do much. But those, you know, Janmashtami time, you know, I was here doing service, I hardly slept, I had a chair which I sat once in a while, you know, just... And it's a miracle. To me, that's a miracle, you know. When Krishna says he can make a lame man climb up the mountain, I felt like that. You know, because now I, you know, I do a little bit stuff, you know. The other day I took a little bit of laundry and that was it, you know. I thought, oh, I have to take a day off, you know. I'm not joking, you know. The whole back was so. And here I was cooking, I was lifting stuff. You know, and what else do you need? Now, you look at Jayapataka Maharaj, you know. Isn't he a miracle? I was watching a video, you know. It's like, you know, 7-8 people are lifting him, they're putting him in the plane, you know. Getting him to sit down, you know. The whole crew is with him, you know. He can't walk, he can't get up. Yet he travels around the world preaching, you know. Isn't that a miracle? No? Srila Prabhupada is the biggest miracle, you know. No, 2 heart attacks while he was on the plane, you know. And yet, he goes and purifies the world. He makes a house in which the whole world can live in. This is our inheritance. So this is what we have to do. We'll have to try to get out of this material world. And what is the best way to get out of this material world is by preaching. Because preaching requires 2 things. You have to read, you have to listen, you have to understand, then you can preach. Otherwise you can't preach, you know. You have to really, you know, when you have to give a class, you have to study, you know. And you have to understand, then you can speak, you know. So this is one of the most important thing. The difference between the spiritual world and the material world is one major thing is the time difference, time factor. Do you know what that means? Is there time factor in the spiritual world? Yes. But not like here. There's a resemblance of it. Here there is time, there's past, present and future. So there's birth and death. Whatever starts, ending has an end. They are just resemblance. Just like, does Yashoda Nandan ever leave Vrindavan? No. But Krishna is also in Mathura. So in the spiritual world, they have this memory that Krishna came from Vrindavan. And he might go away. And the Brajbasis are thinking that Krishna might go to Mathura. So it's just there, you know, just a little bit, you know. Are there any demons in the spiritual world? Are there? There's no demons, there's a pure place, right? But it's there, you know, Putna came, this is what happened, we have to protect Krishna, you know. So those things are just there in the mind. Probably they took it from here, you know, when they came here, you know. So there's no time factor there, but there's time factor here, you know. And this is why we take birth, then we go through the whole life, then you die, you know. And how many parents we have had? How many wives we have had? How many children we have had? You know, all this relationship, you know. We have left all of them, you know. Just like previously when the child came, he said, which parents you are talking about, you know. I have had many, you know. So we have to meditate on when we read these things. We can't just read it and take it as a story. You take one point, just one point, and meditate on it, you know. And I just meditate, okay, I'm attracted to all my family members, you know. But what does the Bhagavatam say? Which family member are you talking about? Which life are you talking about? The one in the dog's body or the pig's body, you know. And this Maya is so important. You know, once Indra, you know, he got cursed for something and he was put in the body of a pig. right? And then there was nobody to run there, so Brahma came, he said, hey, mate, come on, let's get out of here, you know. You have been, I said, no. I got my wife, I got my kids, I'm really happy here, you know. I'm happy eating stool, you know. I don't want to go in Indra and enjoy, you know. So this is what happens, you know. So we have to take association, you know. We don't know what's going to happen when we leave this body, you know. So whatever little time you have got, because we don't know how much time you have got, right? Whatever little time you have got, that is should be the focus. The focus of the parents should be to raise the children in Krishna consciousness. Srila Gurudev, he told Guru Vandana, he said, your service is to raise the children in Krishna consciousness. That's the duty of a mother, right? Other things come separate. Even Prabhupada, you know, there was a kid crying. He said, your first responsibility is your child. Then you do deity worship and everything. Right? So we should do all those things, you know, so that we can get out of this cycle of birth and death. So we don't have to have disease, you know. We don't have to be suffering, you know. And we can get a spiritual body and we can go back home, go back to Godhead, you know. So please, you know, during this Kartik, try to make an effort. If you see somebody here for the first time, tell them a little bit about them, encourage them, you know, to come and do some, you know, offer at least light or something, you know, right, so that we can help them, you know. That's our mission, that's our position, you know. Okay. Any comments, any questions? Yes, you are the first one to ask questions. I was thinking of the same thing. I said, it'll be so nice if you can just travel from one place to, you know, this whole Kartik, you know, going offer candle in Vrindavan, then you go, next minute you go to, it'll be really nice, right? But the problem is that once you start doing it, then you start going, doing other thing. Okay, let's go and see this, let's go and see that. And before you realize, everything is finished. So Krishna doesn't want you to go through that, you know. When you have Krishna, you got everything. Right. I'll tell you about mystic powers, right? I'll tell you a mystic power that a devotee has and that a yogi has, right? What was the name of Kapila Dev's father? Kadamba, right? Kadamba, right? Now, he expanded himself into how many forms? 9. So a yogi can expand himself in 9 forms. Now do you know of anybody else who has expanded themselves in more than 9 forms? Okay, we know about Krishna. Anybody apart from Krishna? No? Do you know Narad Muni? You know the pastime Narad Muni where he expanded himself? When he went to Dwarka, right? So Krishna had how many wives? 16,108. How many forms did Narad Muni expand himself? And he entered all of those places at the same time. So you see the position of a devotee. Do you want those mystic powers or you want the mystic power of Narad Muni? Right? Now, another pastime where Krishna... Now, this is one devotee we know. We know the positions of Narad Muni, right? Now, give me another pastime where not only one, millions of people expended themselves millions of times at the same time. You know that one? When Krishna got married to 16,100 queens, what happened that time? Do you think Vasudeva and Devaki were only in one wedding? Do you think all those friends were in only in one wedding? Krishna got married to them all at the same time, so he expended himself in that many. And what happened to the other They all expended themselves and they all attended all the weddings at the same time. This is Krishna's mystic. So why worry about this little mystic, you know? Isn't that right? By offering candle, by worshipping Krishna, you are with Krishna. Because the mind has to be there, not the body. You know about that pastime, about that Brahman who was making sweet rice. You know, that we all had, right? When he put his finger in the sweet rice, what happened? Right. The mind is so powerful. Mind is more powerful. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. What does Krishna say? You know, think about me. Think, the mind has to be there. The mind is the main potent. The rest of the body is there, you know. You come and look here, you offer and you think about something else, right? You are at home. Right? You are here. Have you been to Vrindavan? Have you seen all the deities? You sit down here and offer candles in your mind. Close your eyes and there's Gornitai there, there's Krishna Balram there, there's Radha Sam Sundar there. Right? When I was doing Braj Mandal Prakrima, you know, because you get attached to your own deities, you know. So you're offering candle to Gornitai, we have Gornitai deities, and I have to offer to my deities too, you know. They close my mind and I offered candles to every day. To our deities here, you know, like that. So, we don't have to physically go there, but we can take our mind anywhere we want. And there's no better place to go, to the Dham and to the devotees, you know. Any other comments, any other questions? Thik. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gaurinitai ki jai, Shri Shirada Ballava ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Panchakalptaru bhaisya kripa sindhu evicha patitanam pavni bhyo vaishnabhyo namo namah.
That's why I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.